I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome back, evolutionaries, to this week's podcast episode. If you've been listening in the last few weeks, I've been talking about clearing our minds of hostility, dropping our weapons, dropping our shields in this moment in which we are being called to embody a different kind of consciousness, the consciousness really of love, a consciousness that understands our oneness with one another and with the source of our being, and that consciousness of love is the consciousness that holds a future for us, and that the consciousness of the ego, the consciousness that perceives the world through this lens of separateness, cannot take us into the future. It is taking us now to a dead end, and we must shift our way of understanding who we are and our interbeingness, as Thich Nhat Hanh would say. Well, I wanted to talk about, I got an email from one of the listeners who was telling me how difficult it is to hold on to that stance of love in these times. And I completely understand that. It is difficult. It's very difficult when confronted with hatred and anger and the level of hostility that we are witnessing right now. It's very difficult to respond with compassion and understanding. And I wanted to address that a little bit today because I think the way that we frame the situation and the way that we understand it will help us in the ways that we respond to it. And what I would like to suggest today is to consider the possibility that you are in a scenario. We are all in this scenario, and everyone in this scenario is on the scene to help you in your spiritual evolution, your spiritual growth. If you perceive everybody who is, let's say, a character in this collective story that's playing out, if you perceive everyone as a character who is kind of like, you know, the divine in drag, I'll put it that way, a divine being in drag, posing as a kind of a person who is here to help you move into your highest self. And so this divine being in drag is pushing your buttons to help you disengage, to help you disconnect those buttons, to cut the wires. So if someone is expressing hatred and anger, if you can pause for a moment and say, wow, thank you. You are helping me disengage from that tendency in myself. You're helping me wake up to the possibility that I can respond differently. Wow, that I have sovereignty over my choices, that I have sovereignty over my mind, over my thoughts. Wow, thank you. If we can look at the scenario that way, as this is an opportunity that we are being given, a grand scale opportunity that we are being given to disengage from these long-standing patterns and to awaken to a higher self or a deeper self, a truer self, our infinite self, our divine self, if we understand that that is what is happening, then we can be present in these times in a very, very different way. We get more of an eagle's eye perspective and a historical perspective, and we can see that, wow, all of this unconscious material, all of the shadow content is coming to the fore, is coming to the surface, and it's coming up for a reason. Because now is the time for us to heal it, to disengage from the things that are not useful to us, and to move into a new way of being. Once we understand that that is what is happening, then we can move out of that reactivity and we can be present in these times as very powerful and potent presences to help humanity make this transition into a new consciousness. Now, I know that, you know, more and more people are understanding that that is on one level, in one dimension, that is in fact what is happening. When we're on this literal level and on this reactive level, there is a lot of fear and there is a lot of reactivity because we believe that it's up to us to stop the trajectory of what is happening using egoic means, attack, vilification, all of that. But if we understand it differently, that there is something happening right now that is of epic proportions in terms of humanity's evolution, and that all of this content is rising to the surface right now so that we can be released from it and move into this non-dual consciousness of love, then we are able to call forth a new kind of a world. And I know that more and more people are seeing this because there's a blog post that I wrote 2 years ago. It's been 2 years since I wrote this blog post, and it continues to be the one that is the most read. And when I posted it, I published it on the Huffington Post 2 years ago, it got tens of thousands of social media shares. And this blog post was entitled Donald Trump, Your Spiritual Teacher in Disguise. And I talk about this character of Donald Trump as someone who is helping us see what ego looks like and the kind of world that ego creates so that we can make a choice whether that is the kind of consciousness that we want in our own Oval Office, in our own executive function. And that I was contacted by a woman in Berlin who asked permission to translate that article into German because she wanted to post it on their website in Germany. So there is this growing awareness that we are being given this extraordinary opportunity right now to disengage from the illusion of ego that sees everything through this idea, this false idea of separateness, which separateness does not exist. Like that's what we're here to learn. Separateness does not exist. And all of the things that are coming up now, this emphasis on borders. Well, borders, obviously, metaphorically, are this idea of separateness. And all of this xenophobia, all of it, the racism, the misogyny, all of it is based in this erroneous idea of separateness. And all of that is coming to a head right now to show us and to give us this historic opportunity to say, oh, no. This is actually a falsehood. We're going to step out of this consciousness. We're just going to release it because it is not true. It is, to use a very popular hashtag, it is fake news. So I will leave a link to that blog post so that you can read it if you haven't. Donald Trump, your spiritual teacher in disguise. I will also on this podcast page provide a link to my book. I've mentioned it recently in this podcast. My recent memoir called Beyond Jesus, My Spiritual Odyssey, in which I recount my personal experiences that have brought me to this place of seeing the world, seeing reality in a very different way, and seeing the opportunities that we have to enter into that awakened consciousness that Jesus attained and was inviting us into. And so, everybody on the scene, everybody on the stage is your spiritual teacher. Just take that in and see if it doesn't change your ability to respond differently to the times that we find ourselves in. And until next week, I wish you peace.